I love HF Mobile. I always have. It's something that I usually do very shortly after. Every time I get a new car, I do it. And I'm going to do it on this one, but I'm taking a weight approach. I'm going to see what this radio is coming out of Tokyo I don't know if I'm going to get in line for one and wait for that, or get my trusty 7000 installed, or what. We'll see. But I do enjoy having something in there. I'll tell you what, the 705 fits perfectly in the cubby in this car that I got. And I got a new one, by the way. Not the one that you saw, that one, I still got it. They're going to pick it up tomorrow morning at 10, hand me a check. And the new one is just like it. But the cubby, where it's in the center console, that 705 sits in there like it was made for it. If it weren't a 5-watt rig, I'd switch to that for my HF rig. Or if I didn't, care about transmitting, I was just using it for a monitor for VHF, UHF. Well, even using it for VHF, UHF would be somewhat of a challenge because of its low power there, too. But, God, it fits in that cubby nice.
K8RUH, back. Hello, Anthony. Yeah, that's nice. I remember years ago, this one guy, his wife did come to, we'd have a pretty, in Dearborn, they'd have a pretty good lunch on Fridays. Guys would show up and go to the Ponderosa, get a long thing, type places. And, he had a Mercury stable, or the station wagon. And he had this thing set up, and he had the, for HF, and he used to live part of the year in Florida. And I remember that was pretty slick, the way he showed me that was set up, this goes back to the 1990s, I think. But anyway, pretty cool. Over to Anthony. This is K88UHG.